Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Many of you have probably heard that with the FERS retirement system, it's kind of a three-legged stool: pension, Social Security, and TSP. And some of those legs are like streams of income. They're just monthly payments that they turn on and they're just forever. Someone's like, oh, it's the stream. I'd rather my stream be a river. Take me to the river. Oh, yeah. Put me in the water. And that's what you want. You want your stream to be a river, like a strong, major, number five river, rapid river. You want that money to be coming in like a banshee. But what if it's not? What if the monthly income from both pension and Social Security are less than what you plan for? We need to make a plan, my friend, because there are scenarios where I do the math and we always start leg one, leg two. What is your monthly pension going to be after tax, tag, and title? What do I mean by that, Rainey? You're not a car salesman. No, I know that. But the money's going to shake out because you still have to pay the piper. Who's the piper? Health insurance. Taxes. Actually, it goes in the other order because taxes come off first. Health insurance, life insurance, dental, vision, and a possible probable survivor benefit if you're married. So then what does that leave you? What do you get to actually take home after all this other stuff shakes out? Leg two would be Social Security. Are you old enough for Social Security, or are you going to be getting a supplement? Is the supplement going to be enough? Many of you are retiring with only 20 years of service if you reach age 60, right? 60 and 20. And that's a whole nother conversation in terms of eligibility windows. But age 60, all you need is 20 years of service to retire from the federal government. And if you have those, that two-sided coin, right? It's a two-sided coin. I gotta be old enough and I have to have the years of service. So 60 and 20 or MRA and 30 or 62 and 5. But that's a story for another day. Many of you are leaving with 20 years of service, but the calculation for the supplement means that 20 years is going to be half of what your Social Security is going to be when you turn 62. So this is 2 years of waiting for the higher number from Social Security. Do you need extra income temporarily? Do you need extra income forever? And that's when we start looking to TSP. Many people come to me and they say, I talked with fill in the blank about my TSB and they told me to do blah. And I say, okay, great. What is your income from Social Security and pension? And they say, I don't know. I said, well, did this fill in the blank person know? And they say to me, no, we didn't talk about it. I said, you're telling me that when you went to speak to somebody, they only went to talk about your thrift and what they could move your money to essentially. And they're like, yeah. I said, well, listen, what they're showing you may be the bee's knees. It could be amazing and wonderful and the best thing since sliced bread, which is more recent than we remember, by the way. Sliced bread started in like, what, the 60s or something? Like, how recent is that? So the best thing since sliced bread's only been around for however long that's been. So that's a side note. I digress. But they say, no, we didn't talk about it. It didn't come up. I say, okay, so you're saying to me that they want to propose something for your bucket of money without knowing what the monthly income actually is. They're like, yeah. So, well, that's unfortunate and I don't love that plan. Because what if your monthly income is $1,000 a month short than what you were accustomed to? Because the first baseline we must make is to see what you were used to bringing home as an employee. And if you are married, what y'all were used to bringing home after tax, tag, and title. But the spouse is not ancillary, but we want to first make that comparison of what you're bringing in now, just you, and what your bring home is going to be after retirement. That way you and your spouse can make some plans, because maybe the spouse is going to be, you know, countering for that, or maybe they're not. And sometimes we need to look to TSB to be income. And some people say to me, no, we never planned it. What if you're $2,000 a month short? And that's going to last forever. What if Social Security, what if you're already taking Social Security? What if that income It's just not going to make up for what you were making. Now, having a pension at all and having Social Security, it's a great blessing. Let's be super happy that we actually have that. We have a nice baseline. All we're trying to do is fill in the gap, putting the mortar between the bricks, putting in the frog DNA, as they would have done in Jurassic Park to make the dinosaurs. And that was a problem anyway. The frog DNA made it to where they could reproduce without the gentleman, right? So again, side note, but there's your trivia for today, because if you haven't seen Jurassic Park and know about the frog DNA, you need to know that reference because it's a very important one. But the other side of this is we've got to fill in the blanks, because if you have a blank to fill every month, where are you going to start pulling from? You're going to start ripping out of whatever's left in your TSP, or you're going to start ripping out of whatever this person puts you in, and who knows how long it's going to last. Sometimes we have to look to the TSP and say, okay, are there outside IRAs that can provide me a lifetime income? Are there outside IRAs that can provide some type of preferential crock pot, for lack of a better word? Are there ways I can use the TSP as it currently is in conjunction with outside IRAs to achieve this income issue? And there are many plans outside TSP that can be very, very good. I manage many, right? But before we start shoving you in some plan, let's be sure it makes the most sense for you, that it coincides with what your plans are, that it makes sense to where your month, the monthly nut that you have to crack every month is at least able to be cracked. So we want to be sure we get the claw and crack that nut every month and do it the right way. So let's make a plan for that. Get together with us. We have your best interest at heart first, because we talk to so many people. We have zero business putting anybody in the wrong plan, because we have to talk to so many people. So reach out to me and my team. We can help you at least prepare. And it's very common for us to have multiple meetings, because it's very, I've seen it before, where the true issue doesn't come out to the second or third meeting. And then we say, oh, now we can adjust and plan for what exactly it is you truly have going on with your household. That way we can fix the issue. Reach out, we can make a plan, we can set an appointment to go over it for you, and not just one. We may talk multiple times, we won't go away. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.